In Dallas's Oak Cliff neighborhood, on Zang Boulevard, you drive past block upon block of a housing complex built after World War II. When the Wynwood Apartments became run down in the 1990s, developers obtained federal tax credits and subsidies that paid to renovate them. They're now rebuilding some 300 units again, with more federal financing approved by the city. But in exchange for the money, there are restrictions. Developers must promise to rent only to lower-income people for 35 to 40 years.
Once you get a tax credit project in place, there is a cycle that makes it low income for virtually forever.
And for Bob Stimson, the president of the Oak Cliff Chamber, that's a problem because a single adult living in the parks at Wynwood cannot earn more than 60% of median income, which is about $30,000. Many tenants earn much less.
There's such a high concentration in our community now that it makes it difficult to attract more market rate developers to our community and to diversify our demographics. We really need to have more disposable income in our community in order to attract the kind of jobs and kind of retail and the kind of grocery stores that we really want.
In his chamber office, Stimson spreads out charts and maps. He points to government data showing that since 2000, the city has helped locate 80% of all of the new low-income and affordable housing in the southern part of Dallas. Stimson, a former city council member, says the situation is a flashback to the 1980s Walker Public Housing case. The federal courts in that case found defendants, including the city of Dallas, responsible for racially segregating low-income, mostly black tenants. Lawyers involved say that suit cost the city and its taxpayers more than $100 million.
For a city that has a history like that, for them to come back and to do it again and to institute policies that would continue to segregate our community based on income and, in all honesty, race, makes no sense to me at all.
City Council member Carolyn Davis, who represents the Fair Park area, acknowledges most of the low-income housing is being located in the southern part of the city. But she doesn't have a problem with that.
No, because they're good units. They're good units, and people are living in them, and people are not on the street. And these are working class people. These are nurses. These are teachers. These are people who have a right to live in the southern half of our city.
Davis says one reason developers want to build low-income housing in southern Dallas is because there's been resistance to building it in more affluent neighborhoods north of Interstate 30.
When we start talking about affordable housing in the north part of our city, there are some people who don't want it. They don't want more of it coming to the north.
Scott Griggs, a council member representing Oak Cliff and the Wynwood apartment area, says there's another reason. He says city officials have supported low-income developments where land is the cheapest, and that's often in the south.
I'm of the camp that we need mixed-income neighborhoods throughout the city of Dallas, and you shouldn't segregate by income or race. We need to be a vibrant city. So at the heart of it goes to a philosophical difference where there are people at the city that believe the cheapest land is where we should put the affordable housing, even though the purpose of this federal money is to create choice.
Instead of using subsidies to just develop the maximum number of units, Griggs believes the city should use them to create affordable housing in parts of town where it otherwise wouldn't exist. He's also concerned that HUD believes the city may actually have misused the federal dollars to pay for upscale housing downtown.
And that subsidy shouldn't be used to create market rate or upper income semi-luxury housing.
HUD is now asking the city to develop a long-term strategy that will address patterns of segregation. The agency wants to know how Dallas will encourage the development of affordable housing in areas with greater economic opportunities that are not predominantly minority. The city has declined to talk about HUD's claims, but in a statement says it has complied with federal regulations. Oak Cliff Chamber President Stimson says he's hoping the inquiry will force Dallas to really examine what it wants the southern sector to look like.
All across southern Dallas, you've got people that live here, but mostly if they have jobs, are working some other part of town. We'd like for the jobs to be located here. We'd like for them to be able to shop and get all the things that they want to have here.
Stimson believes that will only happen when affordable housing is dispersed throughout the city and southern Dallas is home to a more balanced mix of incomes. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.